You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. From Milwaukee traffic to Northwoods gossip, they've got some thoughts. John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Kind of nice out there.
Good afternoon.
This is John Peterson.
And I'm Gordy Young.
Yes, we are. And there's Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello. Yeah, it's actually extremely cold outside.
It is.
It is not as cold as it used to be.
I was checking the thermometer just before we went on the air.
Of course you were, Mr. Former Weatherman.
It's 10 degrees here in Madison, capital city. 10 degrees. It says partly sunny, but would you call that partly sunny, looking out our window overlooking the Capitol area? I would call that cloudy.
Yeah.
I would also.
Well, overcast.
Okay.
I would call it overcast.
It's partly sunny in Milwaukee. They're at 11 degrees. Up in La Crosse, you're at 10. And Wausau, 4 degrees. They've got sunshine there. So that's a mixed bag, but they're all everybody's cold. It's winter. What do we expect?
I feel that we should at least celebrate a little victory here, Gordy, because, you know, when the weather services announced that they weren't going to talk about wind chills anymore or feel like temperatures anymore, we resisted that. We were the rebels in this case, and we decided to stick with the wind chills and feels like temperatures, and I guess we turned out to be right.
Well,
because they went back to it.
Everybody
went back to it.
Yes. They said they were going to move away from that, but I see them right here. The wind chill up in Wausau feels like 13 below because they have southwest winds at 13 miles an hour.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
4 degrees, yeah. So that's what it feels like. And La Crosse, it feels like 2 below with winds coming out of the south at 8 miles an hour. And in Madison, it feels like 1 below 0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, inanimate objects don't feel the wind chill. They don't really react to it. Humans do, and so they try to eliminate the human element.
And animals, too. They feel it.
Yes, they feel it. Well, I question that with my border collie.
Really?
You know, I'm just thinking, she's got to feel cold. She's got to feel cold by now. Never does.
Does she have thicker fur this time of year?
Or? Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have thicker fur.
Do you put little booties on her and stuff?
Or? You know, I mentioned this earlier, but, you know, like a month ago, but she was acting like her paws were hurting her because of the cold temperatures.
Right.
And we were looking for boots. We already kind of know what the boots should be like. They should be high over the ankles and a Velcro strap holding them on. They don't make a lot of them like that, though. And we bought some boots, but she got used to the weather. As they all do, and now we don't use them.
Uh-huh.
Never used them.
Okay. Well,
but
that's
a
shame.
I ran across this gigantic big dog. People were walking this dog out on the sidewalk. It's huge, you know, and it had a vest on, leg warmers and boots.
Yeah,
and I was thinking this big dog doesn't need all of this padding and all this babying.
My goodness, it's crazy.
This is a big dog.
I don't think pets really care, and I don't think it makes that much difference to most of the dogs, out there. They don't seem to mind one way or the other.
Well, wait till you get yours.
I know.
Yeah, you'll be thinking about it, man. You'll think, oh, maybe I should have boots on this little little pup.
I think it really depends on the dog.
You think
one of my friends has a big St. Bernard.
Yeah.
If you tried to put that guy in a sweater or boots, he'd try to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
He is perfectly happy being outside in this weather and then coming in and chewing the ice off his toes.
Man.
But if you've got like a little lap dog, you're probably going to need some booties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, we found out that they should have their hair trimmed between their toes. Because the ice sticks to the long hair.
Yes.
And they sit there for a long period of time chewing that ice off.
Yeah, that's
that
not
can
good.
Be unhealthy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should talk to my friend about getting that hair trimmed.
There you go.
Perhaps.
That's it.
Yeah, that was a recommendation from our friend that has the...
Serenity Pet Spa, right?
Thank you. Jeez. Brain freeze.
Well, we just got here.
Yeah. anyway, it is cold out there. There are a couple of protests going on today.
Yes,
one's
is
a nationwide protest.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Free America Walkout. That is happening even as we speak.
Now, this sounds really big. I mean, this is important. Free America?
It's nationwide.
Yeah.
We will walk out of work, school, and commerce because a free America begins the moment we stop cooperating with fascism, it says here. The Free America Walkout calls on us to all reflect on our freedoms as Americans, encourages us to take a stand to defend our democracy, and to join together in our communities to stop fascism in its tracks.
That's right. We walk away from fascism. We walk towards a free America. We fight for a future that belongs to all of us. Everybody in, nobody out.
Right.
And that's okay. The talking points here. It's not me.
Yeah. So that's...
it's good, though. I mean, I love seeing action like this.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I question whether, you know, protests really work or not, but the No Kings protests really did work.
Yeah.
And I think this could just be that other great walkout. And I'm not seeing a lot of buildings emptying here on State Street.
Nope. Don't see that happening downtown. However... The Silver Badgers are gathered here in Madison at Gammon Road near Tree Lane this hour from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And they're planning to brave the cold to protest the Trump administration treatment of immigrants, attempts to undermine democracy, abuses by immigration and customs enforcement officers, and the fatal shooting of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis. So that's at Gammon Road near Tree Lane if you're in the Madison area. And they encourage people of all ages and abilities to show up over the next hour. Bring a sign if you'd like. There is some limited parking nearby. And again, that's the Silver Badgers.
The Silver Badgers.
Yep. That's what's
the
happening
seniors
there.
Seniors are meeting. I see that.
So the Free America Walkout is nationwide. And I think that was...
Started. It started, and everybody's pouring out of the buildings right now.
Well... You're seeing that here now?
No, I'm not seeing it.
I don't see that across the street.
Well, you know, maybe.
Not at the moment.
Maybe we don't have those kind of buildings here.
Well.
Just little shops.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's happening. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842.
Yeah.
And we're taking your calls from across Wisconsin. You can call us now, 855-75-CIVIC.
I thought this was kind of an interesting story. Bank bailouts are happening right now. They say, no, this has been going on all along. And I'm skeptical of that. According to The Lever, you should check out the site, The Lever. It's pretty good. The feds have quietly delivered nearly $500 billion of no strings attached bank bailouts in the last few months, according to documents and data reviewed by The Lever.
No kidding.
The New York Federal Reserve did the transfer a record amount from the program. That's nearly equivalent to the pot of money that Congress passed to bail out the banks during the Great Recession back in 2008.
And it worked perfectly 18 years ago, so I don't see why it won't now.
Right. Except now we're not aware of it. That's the difference.
Bank bailouts.
Everybody saw it. In the Great Recession.
Mm. So how many banks are they talking about here?
A lot of banks.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a number
doesn't
of
give
banks.
A but, exact number.
Again, it's $500 billion worth of no strings attached bailouts.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah. In all, the new bailouts are already 60% of the amount of the financial crisis TARP paid out. And that was the TARP bailout. Remember that? No one liked that. And but it was necessary. As much as you don't want to give money to banks for their bad behavior, we certainly needed them to hold up the economy.
See, I knew we should have opened a bank when we had a chance, the John and Gordy Bank.
Yes, we came close to
because We know it would have gone down in flames and we could have gotten bailed out.
That's right.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Missed our opportunity again. Well, damn.
Jeez. You know, the thing is, we would have been the only employees, and that would have been a drain on our time.
Right. Or to be the John and Gordy Credit Union, but it's just you two.
Yeah. By the way, I saw something on the Today Show this morning. They did a report on cursive.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding you. We've got to find this. They did a segment on how they're trying to bring back cursive. See, again, they picked up on our idea. Thing. They've taken it to the next level.
And it's unbelievable.
They had a map of all the United States and where which states are promoting cursive. It's not being promoted here in Wisconsin, by the way, but it was mainly eastern states, southern states, and some western states. Some big states, too. And they're promoting cursive, and they had some documentation to prove how it's good for kids' motor skills and really helps with their learning habits and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very intrigued by that report.
I'm encouraged by that. We'll have to look for that, I guess. Yeah. It should be online someplace, I would assume.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have to check that out.
Okay. We've got Cindy on the line. Let's talk about the walkout today.
Yeah, what's happening in Appleton, Cindy?
Well, there's a bunch of us gathering at the Houdini Plaza. There's probably about 20 of us here right now. Looks like more coming, so hopefully we'll have a fairly good turnout, although I don't think anybody's going to stick around too long because it's pretty bloody cold. But
it is cold.
Anyway, we're making a point.
All right.
Good for you, Cindy. Well, hopefully you'll get a bunch more and you can all huddle together and warm up with your body heat. Man.
Yep.
It is really cold out there. Well, good for you.
All right.
Thanks for that report, Cindy.
Thank you.
Houdini Plaza is a very popular protest spot in Appleton.
Have you been?
I went to college at Lawrence University, which is like a block or two away from Houdini Plaza. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there are very often people with signs gathered, and all the cars are honking going by.
That's great.
Cool. Houdini Plaza.
Yeah.
Okay. So Harry Houdini had something to do with that. Was he born in Appleton?
He was born in Appleton, and he is attributed as saying that his greatest escape was from Appleton.
Well, that's...
I did not make that up.
Oh, well.
That Houdini, he was quite a jokester, that guy.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Sure was.
What a knucklehead.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know, there are a lot of, you know, good Samaritans out there, you know, people trying to help out, individuals who are out there protesting, individuals who are swept up by ICE and then released for no particular reason swept up, of course. You know, they're American citizens, and that's what's going on in Minneapolis and St. Paul at this point.
Continue.
And this is just ridiculous how bad this is getting. And it's not going to get any better. You know, these troops, these army troops that are supposed to be coming in, Malcolm Nance is saying that these guys are actually preparing to go into Greenland. So I'm just, just a rumor.
Well,
I actually watched his video on this thing, and I'm thinking, I don't know. I think it's probably going to go to Minneapolis.
Well, he was making the point. I think I saw the same thing, that they want to stage him. They don't want to stage him in Canada.
Right.
Canada doesn't want anything to do with ICE or to have them in there to go to Greenland. So they have to stage elsewhere. You know, northern Minnesota might be an logical
place.
But
it seems like a leap. You know, if you're going to go to Greenland, you're going to go to Greenland. You're not going to schedule an appearance in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Hey, it's John and Gordy just getting started on a Tuesday afternoon. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. Coming right back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ask me what's trending. You can ask me what's trending.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what's trending, I guess, you know.
Yeah, the Free America Walkout is trending today all across America, put on by the League of Women Voters.
Yep.
And that's happening. And then also locally here in Madison.
The Silver Badgers are protesting out in the cold this afternoon. And they're out there on Gammon Road and Tree Lane. So check that out.
That's right near the high school there, right?
People of all ages.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of silver aged people.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, that's the whole
so
point.
They're a little on the older side.
Right.
You know, they're silver out badges. There in the cold. Maybe you drive by and honk your horn. Maybe bring them some hot chocolate or something.
That would be a really nice thing to do, Gordy.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842. Dick is on the line from Madison. Good afternoon, Dick.
Hi, guys. Real quick, something coming up Thursday that the Democrats better jump on, stay on. You know how they always stay on message, they being the Republicans.
Yeah.
Jack Smith is going to testify publicly Thursday.
Yes. That's right, yeah.
And he will be made a fool of, because everything I have seen, the clips of the stuff from last month, he'll mop the floor with these people, and he does it very smooth. He doesn't get rattled.
Yeah.
He will take them to task, and then they should build on that and just not let that issue go.
Yeah.
Right.
I really think they need to jump all over it. One other real quick thing. You know that stupid meal they showed that kids are supposed to be satisfied with? You know, the little piece of chicken and broccoli?
Oh, yes, the meals,
yeah.
Why don't they show Trump's typical meal of a quarter-pound cheeseburger, a Big Mac, large order of fries, and a large Coke? And, you know, this is what your fat slob president eats.
This is what you could look like. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got that story coming up, by the way. There's some added interest in the story about the $3 meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be talking about that shortly.
Dick, thanks for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to get to this story. Good Samaritan. There's a guy who heads up a group that is helping pick up and release detainees who are thrown out in the cold in Minnesota. They're out there helping people. I have a clip here. It should be the very last one, the top one, I believe. So let's listen to it.
What's your name?
My name's Jack. We're just trying to help pick up some released detainees. You know, they're left out in the cold and get them some supplies, get them home, whatever they need. So.
Cool, thank you.
It was nice to meet you, Doc.
Do they come out here?
Yeah.
When they release them?
Yeah, we got, you know, a whole little system. We're kind of, got whatever you call these.
Do you know when they're going to let them out?
We don't know when. Yeah.
And they just show. They just walk out?
They just drop them out. I'm looking for somebody with a jail bag, and then we go and help out.
Do they even have the like, it's freezing today.
What I'm told is they've been taken. No, they don't have the right clothes, so in some ways, ICE should be thanking us, because that's like in another type of murder, you know? Throw them out in this weather. You don't last very long, so. But basically, I'm told they've been taking IDs if they're brown, and then also phones no matter what. So we, you know, we try to get them burner phones, things like that, get them a ride, whatever they need.
So what do you think of these tactics?
It's just, it doesn't feel right, man. I don't even want to entertain an argument, you know? It's just like, you think about these kind of two-way fetish people. Here's your moment. This isn't small government. I know that, so.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Don Lemon doing some interviews out there. He's been criticized for being at the church where there was a protest, and the U.S. government is also threatening to go in there and charge people with felonies for interrupting a church service. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Is it a felony to interrupt a church service in this country? Now, let's remember that ICE has the ability to go into high schools and churches. So if they interrupted a church service, would they also be committing a felony at that point?
Yes.
So I don't know.
They have immunity.
That's right. You got it, man.
Or so they claim.
Yeah. Total immunity.
Mm.
Well, no, I know that it's impossible to even imagine that a church service is interrupted. It's a felony. I mean, we would have families with babies who interrupt church services all the time suffering felonies.
I don't think it's the same.
Well, it is to me. Okay.
So you might be pushing that a little bit.
Well, yeah. Maybe, but, you know, if you've ever been in a situation like that and it's your baby, you're looking around.
Okay.
Now you know they can take you out of the church and arrest you.
Apparently so, yeah.
All right, so just to keep you in line.
Okay.
So. You know, I got this, I've got this thing in the mail the other day.
Oh, what are these, your AI glasses?
Yes, these are my AI glasses.
Oh, you've been waiting till now?
I just thought I'd, you know, have an extra minute here to just kind of show them to you.
They do look like Clark Kent glasses.
They do?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They're very stylish.
All
right, put them on here.
They look okay.
Let's see. Let me get my camera out here and take a picture. Okay. Yeah, they look good.
They just look like thicker than your other frame. They're not like
slightly
noticeably thick. Thicker, they're just a different style.
That's now, do you have them turned on there?
Or I do not have them turned on.
All right. Let me get a close up here of you. Okay.
I can smile. At least confirm for the listener that they exist and they are glasses. We'll have to find out if they work.
Now I look tentative, and this is the ring
that I
got with it.
It doesn't fit on your finger.
It goes that far.
Okay. What'd you do to your thumb? What's that all about? You got a Band-Aid on there.
I was cutting up some bread.
Okay.
And I was cutting the end crust piece, and the knife just kind of glanced off and hit my
awful. So you can't wear the ring. You can only put it on your first finger up to the first knuckle there.
Yeah.
That seems dangerous.
No, it isn't dangerous.
It's going to go flying off.
No, you just go like this.
What are you talking about?
Back and forth.
Okay.
Well, look.
Are you seeing things right now?
I don't have them turned on. No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into the AI glasses in a little while here. You've tested them out, though, right?
I have.
Okay. Yep. And so far, so good.
So far, so good. They have not hurt me.
Okay. The Midwest Farm Report has come. Well, I don't know. I hope they're okay. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy after this. It's John and Gordy on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah. Taking your calls at 855-752-4842. John Peterson is modeling his new AI glasses that he just received a couple of days ago and trying them out. And so far, they seem to be operating efficiently.
Yes. Yes.
You like them.
They're not using a lot of energy right now. I don't have them actively searching out AI answers for the questions and the comments that we make here on the program so far.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But we'll get there. Right?
I have to work on that. In fact, I realize that I have to actually turn the app on.
Okay. Would you show that hand that has the finger? I want to have a picture of that, because I got a picture of you with the glasses. That ring is just going to fall off. Oh, you got to get a different size ring.
I can't. They cost a lot of money. I mean,
can you try it on your pinky?
I can't believe it. I went to one of those ring sizers, and it said 8, and I thought, that's big enough. I put my finger in it. That's perfect.
Will they let you exchange
this
it?
This is an actual size 8.
Will they let you exchange it?
You know, it took me long enough just to get the damn glasses. That is not on my list of things to do.
Okay. Fair enough.
But
did you try it on your pinky finger? Wouldn't that work on your pinky?
But it's not easy to navigate if it's on my, you know.
Well, I see. You can't do it like that.
You can't. Oh. No, this is fine. I mean, what's wrong with that?
It's going to fall off.
I feel like Mr. Mainway on the old Saturday Night Live, where he had a bag of glass. And he's proving that the bag of glass isn't dangerous at all. It's got warning signs on it and everything.
Yeah. And
it's good. It's safe. Don't worry about it. It works.
Don't worry.
All right.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here.
Pizza Box Mike is on the line. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, some of these... These guys and their felonies, I mean, especially with 34 felonies and Trump, but what is it, like the first United Church of Karen? I guarantee you, if I went in there with a fistful of hundreds screaming that the Lord God called me down to bring this to this wonderful church, this ice pastor church, I would be charged with a felony. Would I? I might actually be preaching the next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe so.
It's gotten really ugly. You know, this war between who is it? Don Lemon and I can't remember.
Don Lemon and
and
Jim Acosta.
No, woman. right winger. She's complaining about Don Lemon being there and that he should be locked away in prison.
Megyn Kelly?
No, okay. Although it sounds like Megyn Kelly a little bit, doesn't like, it?
It does. Laura Ingraham? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just taking a guess.
Are you still there?
Pizza Box Mike?
Pizza Box Mike?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Just curious, that's all.
No, I just think that what they did yesterday was almost like an example of Jesus going in and turning the tables on the money changers.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
The guy's preach. He's a steamer, man. I love going after those guys. You know, I made a preacher cry at the Capitol one day.
Oh, you did?
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Was that a good thing, though? I mean, was it somebody that
was... He was from Kansas or whatever, working with the Republicans,
okay.
And
yeah.
You know, wearing the nice threads, and he said to me that it was good that he could see over the top of me because he was taller than me, and I couldn't see.
Yeah,
okay, Mike,
you have no heart.
Well, okay. All right, Mike.
Kind of cutting in and out, sorry. Mike, but
yeah,
thanks.
Cutting in and out, but appreciate the message. I found it. It's Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Okay. I mean,
what about her?
I know nothing about Mickey. Or Nicki Minaj.
She's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she is trashing Don Lemon.
Oh, okay.
And she called him a homophobic slur over his coverage of the ICE protest at the Minnesota church. All he is, he's just talking to people.
That's all he's doing. He's just talking to people. You're right.
But he has to go to prison.
Now, there are laws, including in Wisconsin, that prevent government shutdowns of churches during emergencies. So that's one thing. You can't just conduct. You can't make noise or obstruction, disorderly conduct laws apply at churches.
Okay.
So just so you know, I mean, there is that, and there's some federal laws apparently.
Okay.
The FACE Act. FACE. I'm not sure what that stands for, but
I don't know.
Also protects religious access.
Yes.
And shutdown of churches during emergency.
Right.
So,
and then we're not talking about that.
No.
But this pastor is a white guy, and he's in charge of the local ICE.
Right. I know.
Section up there, and they're protesting the fact that he is part of ICE, and he's preaching the words of Jesus, and still working with ICE, and they're not happy with that. Why don't we just listen to a little bit of the interaction during that protest?
David Easterwood is a pastor here. He is also the director of the field office for ICE in St. Paul. So someone who claims to worship God, teaching people in this church about God, is out there overseeing ICE agents. Think about what we've experienced. How dare you claim to be a pastor of God and you are involved in evil in our community.
And now Nicki Minaj said this: Don is disgusting. How dare you? I want that thug in jail. You would never do that to any other religion. Lock him up. And she said something else, but I'm not going to say that here. I can't even say what it would sound like. So anyway, it was a disparaging word.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is what's happening. There's this big war now. You know,
yeah. Okay.
Ridiculous.
It is.
But anyway, that's what's happening. Okay. I think it has more to do with blocking people from going into a church,
right,
or an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just a misdemeanor, no big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Joe is on the line from Madison. Good afternoon, Joe.
Well, we need to remember that all of this is just providing a dodge so we don't think about the Epstein files, right?
Right.
Yep. That's
exactly true. Yeah. Yeah.
So how far are they going to go? And I would say that he's already bored with Minnesota, and he's headed off to Greenland and to be going into Greenland. And there are a couple of things about this I find really fascinating. Number one, the word is that he's looking at Greenland because of climate change. It's going to be melting, and there'll be a chance to gather rare earth minerals and new trading routes, blah, blah, blah. This is the same guy who said about climate change, quote, "It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world." So, I mean, is the ice going to melt or not? So, so nonetheless, we're committing to this idea of going into Greenland, right? And it's they've got about two mines there. And here's a quote from somebody from the Arctic Institute, okay, somebody from there. He says, the idea of turning Greenland into America's rare earth factory is science fiction. It's completely bonkers. You might as well mine on the moon. In some respects, it's worse than the moon. And it's because they have, the bulk of the places that you could get these materials from are north of the Arctic Circle, and they said the ice there is like a mile thick. So, you know, 5 to 10 times harder than to mine it in other places. And then if you add this in to, I was reading, and I need to do some more research on this, but this person said part of the reason why we talk about China and rare earth minerals, a lot of those rare earth minerals are available in other places, but it is so stinking hard to get to mine those. They were talking about how with some of these, to get 1 ton of these materials that you need that are very strategic for, you know, airlines, computers, all that sort of stuff, it generates 1 ton will generate 2,000 tons of toxic waste.
Wow.
Well, China started doing this stuff back in the 80s, and they were desperate to get anything going. And they have really cornered the market, not on rare earth minerals, but on the refining. You know, not mining, but the refining of these minerals. So it's an interesting distinction, and one that, of course, would completely, you know, the doddering idiot that is our president, of course, would have no idea about that, particularly since climate change, yes. Climate change, no. Melting, yes. Melting, no. We don't know.
That's right.
So we don't know anything when it comes to him. Mm-hmm. So I'll see what I can find on more about this, but I find it just hysterical. Yeah. Are we going?
Hey, Joe, what was the name of that? What was that report that you cited there? The Arctic
Guy is from the Arctic Institute, and it was from a CNN report from January 12th of 2026.
Okay.
With the title, Completely Bonkers, Trump's Greenland Mining Dreams Collide with Reality. So you can find it on the CNN website. Yeah,
thank you.
You know, that did occur to me. You know, if the ice is melting and it's, you know, creating these pathways for ships, then it must mean there is climate change.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, wait a minute. You can't fool me.
Well, hold on a second. It is kind of weird. Well, thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe. Thanks for that.
You bet. Take care.
That out call. Very informative,
wow.
855-752-4842.
Okay. So it's not just Nicki Minaj.
No.
It's also Trump claiming on the old Nicki Minaj bandwagon. He's claiming that the Minneapolis church protesters are trained professionals who should be thrown out of the country.
Right.
He goes on to say, by the way, that they were highly trained. By the way, no evidence whatsoever offered here. Highly trained to scream, rant, and rave like lunatics in a certain manner. That's a quote.
Well, you got to be trained to
in
do that kind of.
In a certain manner.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So,
sure.
Just a reminder, he also, you know, Donald Trump ranted about Joe Biden being both senile and a criminal mastermind. So I think when he says somebody is highly trained, I would take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm with you on that. You know, by the way, I'm going to post this this video. It's I truly think it's an AI video, but it shows a Viking in a bathtub with wheels.
Yeah, that is AI.
Rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
With these ice agents chasing after it. And I just found it very entertaining.
Oh, I know.
You know,
it's pretty funny, actually.
I might just post it only because it's just for entertainment value.
Yes. But
something you would see, right, in Greenland.
It's possible, yes. You could see something like that. Yeah. No, I saw the same video, and then somebody said, yeah, it's definitely AI. So I don't know.
Well,
what do you know anymore? I mean, how do you know?
It's hard to tell.
It
really is hard to tell. But I did kind of notice a few things, and I thought, I don't believe this. And then I saw somebody had fact-checked it as well, and it is AI. So. But it is hilarious to watch.
We have some listener comments here about your AI glasses, John.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said they look like grandpa glasses. Oh, well, that's not. Is that a compliment?
I
don't think
not
so.
Not a compliment.
John is going to have to wear his AI ring on a chain around his neck. I think you should wear it instead of, you know, but the ring on your finger.
Well, that might be actually a pretty good way to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be one way to make sure you
don't
lose it.
But you got to keep it stable, and on the finger, it's stable, and you can just move your thumb up, down, sideways.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to we'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
With more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon sandbox, and we're kicking stuff around, as usual.
Phone lines are back open. If you want to get in, now's a good time. 855-752-4842.
This is something that seemed kind of interesting at the time. It's the royal treatment, they're saying. A prominent New York City Democrat who refuses to reveal who he is told Fox News. Of course, now, you know, people say that kind of thing. A Democrat said.
Somebody said.
Yes, that Mayor Mamdani's bidet wish highlights hypocrisy among Democrats who are outraged at Trump's bathroom renovations at the White House. Now, the thing is, somebody asked Mamdani if he could change one thing in the mansion or wherever he's staying, you know, as governor, what would it be? And he said, well, I'd like to put in bidets.
Wait, this is Mamdani?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
mayor
of
New York.
In his mansion. In his new mansion.
Okay.
In the mayor's mansion. So yeah, he wants to put in bidets. It's just big deal, right? I don't think that's quite compared to the renovation of the bathrooms with marble in Trump's palace, the White House.
Yeah.
You can add a removable bidet, like it just clips on.
Okay. Yes, you can.
So it can be completely easy, reversible, cheap modification,
right?
As opposed to redoing it in marble.
Yes.
Good point. Yes.
The guy says he's been mayor for a minute, and now the socialist thinks he's flush with so much cash he can buy bidets.
That's cute.
Many don't know that a bidet does not cost a heck of a lot of money. Now, you can get a manual bidet, or you can get one that plugs into the wall, and that's where the cost would come in. An electrician would come in and put an outlet near the toilet someplace, so you can plug it in. I've done it. Okay. You know, I just thought it was a good idea, that's all.
Yeah? You have bidets at your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm living in extravagance, apparently. I didn't know
you
that.
You didn't know.
Oh, no. Another person posted this. Nothing like waking up to the news reporting that Mamdani wants to install bidets at Gracie Mansion.
How outrageous. Oh, my.
Here, Mamdani is tackling the important stuff, installing bidets in Gracie Mansion. He says it's an aspirational hope. He's a socialist, a Muslim, and a comedian.
Okay.
And then here's another one. This ridiculous, phony-sounding story morphed into this. Get this. Mamdani is forcing residents of New York City to install and use bidets. Your thoughts?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's putting them in the mansion. He's not asking all of New York City to put bidets in, although that would be, you know, kind of a cool thing, like free buses.
Okay.
And clearing this whole thing up.
Oh, and there's more?
This post. Fox News is not a serious establishment. You can get a bidet for $50 or less. How would you compare that to the whole renovation? Just to make Mamdani look bad, I suppose.
Yeah, they're trying to make him look bad.
But the bidet story really kind of missed the missed the media fan for some reason.
Yeah. Missed the mark on that one.
I thought it was a good story.
It is. Know,
it's hot.
Fine. It's, yeah.
All right. Now, this was great, great criticism of our, what do we call him? Mad King Don.
Mad King Don. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's calling him a man baby. No, we had a caller who said, yeah, call him a man baby. Yeah. Well, anyway, Man Baby plans on imposing new tariffs on an assortment of European countries unless they deal with the United States and make, you know, Greenland his own. That's what it's all about, the man baby. The man child. We could call him that. Mm. Of course, you know, he wants to put a 10% tariff on these countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, United Kingdom, and then the Netherlands and Finland. Now, you know, that if we get stuff from them that'll cost us, American consumers, a lot of money, you know, this is just a rant that he had apparently, but, you know, he's pretty serious about this kind of stuff.
Well, they asked him during the news conference how far he would go to acquire Greenland. This news conference just wrapped up a little while ago, and the president says, "You'll find out." So that's, you know, that's an empty,
crazy stuff. Again, it's
"You'll find out."
The Mad King. Yeah. He said, "Now, after centuries, it's time for Denmark to give back. World peace is at stake."
Okay.
Okay. What really? Is he going to break the world peace with a war with Greenland? And another person wrote, "A genuine man baby, the MAGA morons will never clock that in their talking points."
Okay. Well, we'll find out. He's on his way over to Switzerland. They're going to have a big meeting with European leaders.
And we'll all just pay more
sort
money.
Sort it all off.
Yeah, for everything from the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And there's, of course, no one to blame.
Could be. Yeah,
10%. The MAGAs.
Could be 10%, could be 25%.
June, right?
Yeah, he put a deadline on getting Greenland.
He didn't say 2 weeks, two months.
No, he put a deadline on this time.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Wow. So they better cough it up. Cough up Greenland.
Good luck.
Wow.
It's not going to happen.
Now, I do want to...
Looking for an off-ramp.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, now it's become an embarrassment to the United States.
You know, it just seems like we're talking about embarrassing stories all over the place, right? I mean, you know, the East Wing, the renovated bathrooms, taking Greenland.
Mm-hmm. It just goes on and on.
And a private account, offshore account, for all the oil money that he's making in Venezuela.
What about keeping classified documents in the bathroom?
Oh, sure.
If you have a bidet, does that cancel that out? Or?
Well, only if it gets dismissed.
Right. Okay. We'll continue with more of John and Gordy after an update of news, weather, and sports. Keep it right here.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.